Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon presented by Pastor Kevin Ramey, and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
Father, we've said some very important foundational things. Not just about the worship we do here in collective worship, but the worship that we do every single day, making our words, our thoughts, and our actions an actual offering to you. Even though we're speaking to somebody else, even though we're doing something for somebody else, even though we may have thoughts about somebody else, we realize that now all those words, thoughts, and actions are like offerings to you. That's why you said that we ought to make our bodies as a living offering, a living sacrifice. So teach us, put us, Lord, even in the mood to worship. You caught us, you appeal to us, just like a man appeals to his lifelong lover, his wife. You appeal to us. You coax us. You lure us. You attract us to you. And every single allurement, every single attraction is with the words, I love you. I died for you. I made you. You are mine. And we come to you, Lord. We give back an offering. Teach us how to worship. Teach us, Lord, how to stick together. Teach us to make our corporate worship one that is like the U.S. Army, where we are an army of one, a worshipers of one. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. All right, this is going to be an interesting one. We're going to kind of try to sum this up in a few minutes. Resurrection power. That's the title of the message. Resurrection what, everybody? We're going to end with this. This is Easter weekend, and the whole world, every single where, is focusing on Easter. Even the non-Christians, they realize it's Easter weekend. Okay. Stores tomorrow are going to be closed that are normally open. You can't miss it. So I truly believe that we, the people of God, when the whole world is focusing on the resurrection, are we silent? Are we silent? We may not believe in, quote unquote, Easter, but do we believe in the resurrection?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so if we truly believe that we are a part of the remnant church, God's last day church, then when people look at us, they ought to know that we are believers in what, everybody? The resurrection. When they get to know us, they'll understand that the whole thing about Easter, where it came from. Just like Christmas, we know that Jesus was not born on December 25th. Okay? Pagan god, somebody who was born, that they made a pagan god, Tammuz, he was born on December 25th. However, through time, December 25th, no longer, when the world says December 25th and it's on everybody's calendar, are they thinking about Tammuz? Some of you never even heard about Tammuz, right? Who are they thinking of? Jesus. I know he was not born on December 25th, but when December 25th comes around, guess what? My neighborhood are going to know that I celebrate Jesus Christ, his birth, His coming and His coming back. Amen? All right. So that's why Jesus says you are in the world, but not of the world. Now, there's one holiday that has not changed. It hasn't changed in terms of a pagan holiday that made its way into some Christians' religious organization, but it has not changed. In other words, when you think about that pagan holiday, you still think about its origin. And what is that?
Halloween.
Okay? Halloween. It's like the Day of the Dead. It's still that. Every single sorcerer, every single witch, every single palm reader, every single person that is a worshiper of Satan in spirit and in truth, on that day, it's the highest day of the year for them. Okay? So because of that is still going on, am I as a Christian going to participate in that? Why? I don't want people to confuse that I belong to that I believe that. Amen? Praise be to God. Just a little wisdom there. All right? We know that Easter, how does the word Easter come around? We know that Jesus was not born on Easter. And there's one reason that gives that away is that Easter, the date changes every single year. On this year, we're celebrating Easter on what date? April 12. Last year, we celebrated Easter on what day? You remember? It was in March 23. March 23 last year, April 12 this year. Next year, it's going to be a different date because it's going to be April 4. So how do they choose Easter dates? Okay? We know that it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the equinox. You got that? So the very first Sunday after the first full moon kind of makes you think about wolves, doesn't it? Oh, it's crazy. After the equinox. Now, you know that there are two equinox in the year. Did you realize that? There's one in the spring. There's one in the fall. Right? There's two. So Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon after the equinox. What is the equinox? The equinox is the date in a year when let me read it so I don't say it wrong. It's a date in the year when the sun spends an equal amount of time above and below the horizon in every location of the earth. That's the equinox. Okay? The equinox is when the sun spends an equal amount of time above and below the horizon in every location of the earth. So tomorrow, every point of this earth, the globe, okay, you count the hours of daylight, count the hours of night, darkness. It's going to be equal everywhere in the earth. That's called the what? The equinox. Okay? Now, long, long, long time ago, I would say going back 4,000, 5,000 years ago, there was a goddess by the name of Ishtar. Everybody say Ishtar. Ishtar. Okay? Ishtar was the goddess of fertility, the goddess of reproduction. You got that? We're going back way out the times of the pharaohs, way before that. Okay? Way before that. Ishtar, they had a goddess named Ishtar. And I wish I can tell you more about that, but we're going to sum it up. Now, they had things that they used to symbolize Ishtar. What were they? There was a rabbit and eggs. They chose symbols of fertility, things that are reproduced a lot, to symbolize the goddess of fertility or reproduction, Ishtar. Okay? So that's where we get the Easter rabbits and the Easter eggs from. Now, every single year, Ishtar had a high day, a day that she was celebrated, a day that all the pagan people and everywhere came together. I mean, they had the best service for Ishtar, the goddess. When did that service take place? The service took place the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the equinox. You got it? You got it. Say, got it. Okay, now, let's fast forward 5,000 years or so to about the time period of about 300 years after Jesus Christ died. How many years after Jesus Christ died? How many years? 300. We're living in a time of the emperor called Constantine. He was a Roman emperor. Constantine claimed that he had become a Christian. And he made all his subjects, all his army and all the people in his empire who served him or worked for him, as long as they were on the payroll, all of a sudden, they went to sleep as a pagan and they woke up as a Christian. They had no say. To symbolize that, he actually took his soldiers and marched them through a shallow river stream and says, "You are now baptized." And what Constantine, the Emperor Constantine, did, listen carefully, he took all the pagan holidays or holy days, right? That's where we get the word holiday from. It's actually two words, holy day. Took all those days and he assigned or transferred Christian celebrations to them. And he kind of made it coincide where it made sense. So here you have the goddess of fertility or reproduction or life. And so you have the resurrection where Jesus Christ says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And he says, "We will take the resurrection and assign it to the day of Ishtar." Ishtar is the old word for Easter. Easter. Ishtar, same word. You got that? Say, got it. Okay? Same thing with Christmas. All right? And there's more I can say upon that, but it helps us understand Easter. Now, you know, going back a few years or even a few decades, in most Seventh-day Adventist churches, Easter was not even celebrated. Right, Easter wasn't even mentioned. So when visitors, you know, there are three times a year when people come to church the most. You realize that? The first one in the year is Easter. The second one in the year is Mother's Day. And then the third one in the year is what? Christmas. Now, you know, I didn't tell you there's another church I belong to. It's called the Church of Common Sense. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you. If that's the time that most people come to church, as I look around this church today, I see a lot of our friends who have come to worship with us today. We get more visitors, and we would have had more if we didn't have the celebration. And I'm going to tell them about that. Don't do it on an Easter holiday. Amen. All right, with the BAA on their celebration and all that. But we would have had more. That's the three times that they come to church the most. If that's the three times that I'm going to see more non-Seventh-day Adventists or non-Christians come to church, guess what? I'm going to give them something for why they came to church. Amen. And we have had to rethink some of the things that we have held on to as Seventh-day Adventists. It has to make sense. God says we are fishes of men. And if we are the remnant church, we ought to be finding ways to get the most people in our church. And stop making the excuses that, oh, you know, they don't come to our church because they don't want to obey the truth. Man, if we marketed the truth the way we're supposed to, we would have more people in our church than any other church. Because people who go to church, they are seeking something. It takes a lot to go into anybody's church. Amen? So don't get so where you're so heavenly minded that you become no earthly good. Amen? Our religion has to be able to reach the common man. Somebody who's never ever been to church or to come into this church and feel like, you know what? I got something out of this. Amen? Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Well, I can't give you everything I wanted to give you. I want to hold you here longer than I need to. Amen? But it's talking about, I just want to end with on this note, resurrection power. Resurrection power. Write this text down where you can read. You can read Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Verses 1 through 18. Okay? I didn't plan to read the whole chapter with the whole verses with you, but I selected various verses from there to expound upon, talking about resurrection power, and I'm going to summarize it. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 18. I want you to read that. When you read it, I want you to see how our Christian life finds its foundation and its power. It's what? Foundation and its power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah. So read that and see. You know, there are some people, it's amazing what people attach. They put certain things, you know, to what they want to put. And they're basically just repeating what other people say. If I'm going to repeat anything, I want to repeat what the Bible says. All right? You ask most people, why is it that you attend church on a Sunday? What they're going to say? Oh, it's Resurrection Day. It's a day. Now show me that in the Bible. They didn't get that from the Bible, did they? They got that from their pastor or their mother or their grandmother. And who they got it from, they got it from same people, you know, on and on and on. Okay, we got to remember that there was over 1,000 years in which one particular denomination controlled every single Christian church. And that's why a lot of these holidays or holy days and all these changes and all these pagan holidays that were transferred to Christian celebration, that's how every person who's born today was born and they grow up thinking, oh, Easter is about the resurrection. Have no idea that Easter is 5,000 years or more before that, talking about the goddess of Ishtar. Remember, God always has his people. The devil always has his people. God has a format for his people to worship him. The devil has a format for his people to worship him. And the devil knew what he was doing when he got Ishtar and Tammuz and had the people to worship the sun and the moon and the different planets. He knew what he was doing. Okay? Tammuz was born on December 25. Tammuz was supposed to be born with immaculate conception from the sun. Tammuz was called the son of the sun. The S-O-N of the S-U-N. You got it? That's over 5,000 years before. Yeah, over 5,000 years before Jesus came to earth. That the devil was making a mockery of Jesus becoming man. You see that? So he tried to get as many people in the world to believe what he's teaching, so that when Jesus comes, folk won't even recognize it. Do you see that? So we got to be careful. We got to know the truth. Amen? So look at your life. Now, in Romans chapter 6, it talks about that Jesus, he died at the hand of God, and he rose again at the hand of God. Miraculously, he died. Okay, in other words, people cannot to this day figure out how, you know, secular people, how did Jesus die? He was not supposed to die. If you're a Roman soldier and you kill somebody before they died at least seven days after they hung on the cross, you would lose your job. It was a form of torture. So he died, man, almost just a few hours. Okay? He died because God killed him. The wages of sin is death. Not the kind of death that we die or we see people die. Not that death. It's the second death, the ultimate death. Amen? So God had to kill him instead of killing you and me. He rested a part of that first day, a part of that Friday. He rested that Sabbath, and he rested also part of Sunday. 3 days. Right? It was not three 24-hour days like some people try to do, and they have Jesus Christ dying on Wednesday and all that kind of stuff. All right? And, you know, they mean well because they're trying to understand it through our westernized eyes. But for the people of the Bible, any part of a day was one day. Amen? So, what Romans 6 talks about. What chapter? Okay, I want you to read that. It talks about the same power. Somebody say power.
Power.
The same power that it took to raise up the God-man called Jesus, who was killed because of our sins. That same power that it took to put life back in him, eternal life, back into the God-man, is that same power that you have and that I have as a child of God. Even though I'm still living in my sinful flesh, a flesh that still bears the consequences of sin. Amen? I still have aches and pains. Yeah. But also a flesh that still has urges to sin. That even though I'm still in a sinful flesh, I have the same power that Jesus rose with from the grave. And if you don't believe what I just said, you go home and read Romans chapter 6. And it says that there's one thing, and one thing only, that God uses to symbolize the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And what is that? Romans 6, it tells us. Give me a letter. Any letter. Come on, quick. We're playing Wheel of Fortune. Come on. Give me a letter. W, no. A, got one A. Give me another letter. C, no C. Give me another letter. S, one S. Give me another letter. L, no L. T, no T. Well, yeah, one T. Huh? Come on, give me another letter. J, no J. Come on. B, one B. I got a B. I got a T. I got a S. Huh? Baptism. There's one word. You read Romans chapter 6. One word and one word only. One act and one act only that symbolizes. Somebody say symbolize. Symbolize. Symbolism is so important to God, but it's also important to the devil. Because he wants worship too. But God says there's one word that symbolizes the resurrection power of God that is not only in Jesus, but it's also in the children of God, you and me. One word, and that word is
baptism.
That's what God says. So why is somebody else coming along after that and says, oh, no. Sunday, the first day of the week, the day of the sun, is a day that we're choosing for resurrection power. Man, that's a slap in the face for God. Especially when the day of the sun is a day of Satan. Amen? Huh. We have resurrection power. Amen. And that's what God wanted you to get today. And every time we sing the song, He rose. He rose. And we're going to end with the song, He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. It's all about resurrection power. I go to sleep with a sinful body. I wake up with a sinful body. But somehow, Brother Jordan, God comes and tap me. The same God that I gave my life to, He infuses inside of me that resurrection power one more day. Come on and say amen. Amen. And even though I went to bed with a sinful body, woke up with a sinful body, went to bed with sinful urges, woke up with sinful urges, there is a resurrection power inside of me, Brother David, that somehow overpowers those urges inside of me. And I'm a born again child of God for one more day. That's your Easter. Come on and say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Resurrection power. Another text was 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 19, where it says there that if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, listen very carefully, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, we are, of all people, are totally a misfit. We are a joke of the universe. Amen? Because He rose from the dead, we have hope to keep on going. Even sometimes, folks, listen carefully, even though sometimes it doesn't make sense. You ever been in a place where it doesn't make sense? You ever been in a time where stuff is just confusing, conflicting? Have you ever been in a time where you just wish everything would just vanish away, including yourself? For the Christian, the resurrection power of God, celebrating that, what it means is that I have hope. Somebody say hope. That even though I can't explain it, even though it doesn't make sense sometime in this life, I have hope, I believe what the Bible says about me. And I believe that one day soon, Brother Johnson, it's all going to work out. So I'm going with my mind, I'm just going to make a decision, I'm going to stick with it. Amen? Amen? Stick with it by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Each one of you, you have a piece of paper in your hand. Who does not have one? Raise your hand if you do not have one. All right. Do we have any? Take this. If you can just give to those who don't have one. Somebody reminded me to bring the pens out and I still forgot. You got pencils? Good. If you need a pencil, raise your hand real quick. Somebody help her, please. If somebody... Brother Anthony, can you take a bunch of pencils in your hand and go on the other side and help her? If you need a pencil or pen, raise your hand. I want you to take this piece of paper and just write the word, two words, my sins. You got that? You got everybody? I want you to write the words, my sins. Okay? Get a piece of paper, get a pen, a pencil. And I want you to write the words in big, bold letters, my sins. Don't write little my sins. We all got big sins. Amen. Just put on there in big bold letters, my sins. You got it? Okay. If your neighbor has already written that, you need a pen, just ask for your neighbor's pen. Write that down. I want this to be, I don't want to take a long time doing this. Write on there, my sins. My sins. All right. You got it? Now, I want you to write over that in bigger letters, forgiven. Forgiven. You got it? So right on there, my sins. But I'm going to write over that in big bold letters, forgiven. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, you got that? Now, I want us to take that piece of paper. I want us to do something with it. You know, there's a little story about a teacher that asked her kindergarten class who knew the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father Prayer. She asked, who knows the Our Father Prayer? One little girl raised her hand, and she said, the Our Father's Prayer. And then when she got to the part of the prayer where it says, forgive us our trespasses, she said, forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets. Things that make you say, And I kind of like that. It kind of, you know, Brother Edwards, kind of make a little sense there, doesn't it? Forgive us our trash baskets. I got a lot of trash in mine. Don't look at me like I ain't got no clothes on. You got a lot of trash in yours too. Amen. We all got trash in our baskets, amen? Spiritual trash. And we all have people who put trash. They trash in our baskets. Come on and say amen. So what I decided we'd do, you know what? Lord said, let's get a little trash basket. And let's come and put our sins in the trash basket. Is that all right? So let us come. And when you do that, I have something for you. This is a check. A check. All right? It is the bank of eternal life. Don't need any stimulus money for this one. Pay to the order of whosoever will, the sum of eternal life. Amen? Signed by Jesus himself. Amen. On the back, you have a place where you can sign your own name. Amen? So what I first want to do, I want to get the elders to come first, or the elders and the deacons come first. I want you to help me pass these out. You put your paper in there. Put your paper in there. You got your paper? Bring your paper. All right, put it in there, and then I want you all to take this and help give it out as people come. Okay? Don't give anybody two. All right? You can't save anybody else. No. We're not going to pass it out. Only after they come. So we're going to take the trash basket. You've got to put the trash basket in front of you. Stand behind the trash basket. Sister Elder Cheadle, stand behind the trash basket. Behind it. So after they put in theirs, then you give them one of those. So let's come now and take our piece of paper as a symbol that our sins have been forgiven. And then as a result, okay, as a result, that song Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amen. Just come. You don't have to come in any order. Just come. If you don't have to wait in before, you don't have to wait while the other person put their trash in. Just come. Put your trash in. Put your trash. Your sins. Sins is trash. Put your trash in. and get your check of eternal life. Hallelujah. You can sing that song for me, Amazing Grace. Hallelujah. And let's return back to our seats and let's contemplate on the special gift that we have in Jesus Christ, eternal life. Amen. Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
How sweet the sound
that saved
a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
I was blind.
But now I see.
Let's sing about that amazing grace one more time.
Amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
How sweet the sound.
Let's sing along, everybody.
That saved a wretch like me.
Yes, yes.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amen, amen. Can you say praise the Lord? That he took time to forgive your trash. Amen. My trash. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we believe and know that even though we are living in this, our body still full of trash, a body that still dies, still feel pain, a body that still has diseases, that we still have the resurrection power of God. The Bible says, right now I have eternal life. Amen? Not when Jesus comes, but right now. And if there's anybody here this morning maybe you've given your heart to God many years ago, but somehow you had taken it back, somehow you had lived your own life, but somehow today on this Easter weekend, you sense that you want to give God back your life. Is anybody here like that? I want just to bow our heads and just think about it. Just bow our heads and think about it. Because every person's got to think for themselves. I could be all looking nice, got this mic in my hand and preach the word, and I could still be lost. And God wants me to think. If I was to die tonight, if I was to die right now, would my name be written down? Or would my sins be written down? Father, I just say praise you. Thank you. And as we have just ushered in, Lord, just many individuals who have just said, I want eternal life. I want to be forgiven. I want to, when Jesus Christ comes back, I want to be one of those going up. I want right now my heart to be cleansed. I want right now my sins to be forgiven. I want right now for Jesus Christ to be my Savior. And as we have just, Lord, just invited those to do that, there are others, Lord, who have done it many years ago. And if you have done it many years ago and you want us still in the number, you're still focused, you're still on that path of eternal life, just raise your hand wherever you are. Glory, hallelujah. You still have your heart fixed, your mind made up, that you're not going back, you're not going sideways, you're not going down, but you'll keep on going up. You too, when Jesus Christ comes, you want to go up. Praise be to God. Maybe there's somebody here today that says, you know what, I just need you to pray for me. You gave me some information today that just blew my mind. And just pray for me. I don't want to stop, but man, this is something else. You just want to say, pray for me. Pray for me. That's all. Just pray for me. In other words, when every time I think about you, every time I picture you, I'm going to pray for you. Is that all right? Is there anybody like that here today? I see your hand. Anybody else like that? I see your hand. I see your hand. Just pray for me, preacher. Just pray for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I see your hand. I see your hand. I just need prayer today. Just raise your hand. There's power in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Anybody else, just raise your hand right now. I see your hand. I see your hand. Yes. Praise be to God. I see your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Every single person who's raised their hand, I see their faces, Father God. Some of their names I know, some of the names I do not know, Father God, but they need just prayer. They need strength just to go on one more day. They need understanding. They need illumination. They need information. They need inspiration. They need some God, just you to come next to them. Help them, Lord, through whatever they're going through. You know exactly what it is. And you're a God who's not so high and holy that you can't come down to the meek and lowly. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You have the presence of God with you right now. You raised your hand. God was there even before you raised your hand. While your hand was going up, he was right there beside you. The Bible says that even before I call, he answers. Before. And then he says, while I'm still calling, he's listening. So even while your hand was going up, he was already there. So just say thank you to God. If you raise your hand, just say thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together and give glory and praise. Let's give celebration to God, our King.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.